At 6:06, it is clear, 81 degrees in Tulsa, climbing to 105 today with an excessive heat warning and an ozone alert. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. From Tampa, we head north to Charlotte. North Carolina is hosting the Democratic National Convention this week. Oklahoma's delegation is in place. Purcell Democrat Betty McElderry is a National Committee woman, and she expects the contrast to the Republican National Convention of last week to be evident.
Presenting the best of the Democratic Party to the nation at large so they can make a choice, since they've just concluded the Republican convention. And I think this is the closest we've ever had to two conventions.
She says the Democratic convention will be much more open. She says one night's events are planned for an open-air stadium. Now, we have live coverage of the convention beginning tonight from NPR at 7 o'clock here on KWGS. Well, before you can vote in November, you must be registered. The Bank of Oklahoma is holding a voter registration drive this Thursday.
This is just really about community involvement and making sure that we provide the most convenient way for citizens in this region to register to vote.
The bank, Sheila Curley, says cards can be filled out at any BOK location. The deadline to register is October 12th. Big changes are coming to I-244 this morning. Crews from the Oklahoma Department of Transportation are switching inbound lanes today as part of the resurfacing project between Garnett and Sheridan. It also means that some of the entrance and exit ramps will be closed as well. Well, after last week's rain and now hot, steamy conditions, there are fresh warnings about the spread of West Nile virus. Tulsa Health Department's Environmental Services Director John Baker says check your property for any standing water.
Anytime there is any standing water, any ponds, pools, or vessels, small containers that can catch and hold water for up to 7 to 10 days, they need to be emptied to eliminate habitat for the mosquitoes.
Five people have died from West Nile in Oklahoma this year, and over 100 have been made ill. A woman, apparently huffing aerosol, crashes her car into a Jinx home. That home burst into flames and was destroyed. The woman is now in custody. It all happened yesterday near 121st and South Elwood. The price of copper has hit $3.50 a pound. That is making copper theft very enticing to criminals. And home air conditioning units are being targeted all over the state.
It's an easy target. Usually nobody's around. They can make a quick $25-$30 for their rock. And 99% of all the people arrested are drug addicts.
That is Oklahoma City's Martin Stupka. He tells the OETA they have arrested one man in the middle of the night with magnetic signs on his pickup truck, claiming to be a 24-hour air conditioning repairman. Authorities in northeast Oklahoma are trying to figure out who tied a dog to a vehicle and dragged it to death over the weekend. Rogers County Sheriff Scott Walton says the dog was pulled by a vehicle for more than a mile. There is a $10,000 reward, half of that money put up by former OU coach Barry Switzer. Our weather forecast, an excessive heat warning and an ozone alert for us today. It is going to be sunny. It is going to be very hot. A high this afternoon of 105. Tonight, a slight chance of rain, 76 for a low. Tomorrow, rain is still with us, as well as the continued hot conditions, a high of 98. On Thursday, sunshine and 93. National Weather Service radar shows some showers up in south central Kansas this morning. Now at 6:10, it is fair and 81. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.